knowing our true self, our true nature, to enjoy our common surroundings. In other words, instead of just like following the old roadmap, we're experiencing a new adventure. We're experiencing a new altitude, and this creates, they're saying like golden sequencing. In other words, we're not fixing the problems from the old agenda, from the old timeline, from the old like box of solutions. We're really allowing ourselves to extend and explore. So as we will consider our scenery, now when they're saying consider our scenery, it's like for us to enjoy. The best way to explain this is we're going beyond the confines of our, like who we believe we are and how we function. And so the more that you will travel with your light, so when you're traveling with your light, it's like opening up compartments, opening up drawers, turning the corner, extending your breath of awareness, and to enjoy. So when we enjoy, it's not that we're trying to change anything in the outer. Come be my partner, offer me a new job, you know, like what the outer. It's more of a commitment to our higher proximity, because we want to remember it's from this place of leapfrog, in other words, from our higher attunement, that we, in fact, they're saying enlarge. In other words, we come into our self-mastery. Now, from there, there are many, many, many things to enjoy. New arrivals, they're saying like coming every moment. Just imagine like a store and it's like, ooh, we have new arrivals. This is what is being afforded to us. And they're just showing me like as if I was at Times Square or something, where there are just neon lights wherever I look. So if you've ever been to Times Square or Las Vegas or whatever, it's like you just don't even know where to look first. There's just so much staring at you. So we can't even conceive of what life, of like how good life can be or what life can look like, because we've never traveled in this vocation. We've never traveled in this velocity. So this is what we're allowing to stir. This is what we're allowing to place upon and to bring forth self-revelation. So when I said self-revelation, I just saw like the hugest crystal you could possibly imagine. And so it's like that amplification of just that enjoyment of self. So we're tuning in to higher proximity, we're tuning in to higher velocity, and so we're increasing our speed. So this is about bringing ourselves our riches, bringing ourselves our upgrades, bringing ourselves our contracts of true obligations. So each of us incarnated in this life to bring forth an additional aspect of our true nature, our true self. So they're asking us to just embrace that, to allow that to come upon our density and to prevail. So when I say prevail, it's like the opening of the third eye, the opening of the heart, the graduation into our true, like when I say understanding of self, it's not an intellectual understanding. It's like I just see a rose that's blooming. So it's like a flowering. The flowering analogy is really the best way to explain this, because it's like, oh, this is a new petal. This is a new petal. So we want to realize that we're opening up to our own sacred restorative value. And from this place of assurance, life will never be the same, because we're no longer the same. So instead of believing in suffering, instead of believing like the powers outside, the government's gonna fix it, or having the next relationship's gonna just suddenly fix it, it's we're coming to our own place of heart of reassurance, where that love that we are is everlasting. In other words, the love that we equate with, the love that we bond with, the love that we equate to be our true self brings forth all of our security. So whatever is our destiny, whatever we are here to self-promote, to offer, to establish, to align with, it's not hard at all to retrieve. In other words, just through that frequency, all things are made right. So this is where life is changing very, very quickly, and they want me to insert easily. Now this is where we're sporting a new game. We're sporting a new outlook, because we're still leaving that old density where there's struggle, where you got to work hard, where you know there's just so much, so you got to scramble. So we're still used to clawing, we're still used to grabbing, we're still used to things being out of touch. Versus just imagine having, they're saying the Midas touch, and they're just putting out a pointer finger. Imagine having the Midas touch, and just through the alignment, just through your holy exposure, in other words, your own reconciled value, your own teacher within, you bring forth your justification. In other words, everything that you are seeking, that your higher self is seeking, comes forth very quickly. So again, this is, it's like kind of reprogramming us or introducing us. They're saying like, what if life gets good beyond your wildest imagination? Beyond your wildest imagination is exactly what's occurring. Beyond what our previous self could ever imagine. Because we've been buying into 3D as if this is real and this is solid. And it's just a bunch of belief systems that are being projected out in space. And so as we allow that place of the heart, so it's like opening the heart for self, the love of self. So this is the accelerator. This is what makes all things possible, makes all things new again. Bringing forth, they're saying like our Christ advantage. So the Christ being our true nature, our true self, where there's no separation at all. So we're allowing things to come easily. We're allowing things to come, they're saying heavenly, like to be sent from heaven. Now this isn't like some angel sending you something. This is our own graduated existence, where we are the ones manifesting, we are the ones ordering, we are the ones coinciding with that new delivery. So some of us are in a little weeny bit of pain because we're still prevailing with the previous, previous agreement. So if we have been professing lack, if we have been professing unworthiness or whatever it is, well, we're becoming more and more powerful as the days and hours proceed. So we can have like perhaps a glaring example in our lap. And so the more that we can adjust to really recognize that we're traveling beyond prior existence. In other words, what seems to be a problem in one moment, in another moment's turn, can suddenly be non-existent. So it's a little bit like when you have diseases suddenly disappearing or whatever it is, because we have chosen the light, we have chosen the love. So what they're attending to right now specifically is the love of self. All those places where we've been arguing with another, and another being our own self. So there's like this internal warfare or bickering, where we're coming to a new discharge, we're coming to a new place of assurance, where traveling onward, traveling upward. Anything where you just imagine moving onward. Moving onward, when you're three, you're busy arguing about something. When you're five, you don't even care. You know, when you're seven, you don't care what you cared about when you were five. So the more that we can feel our destiny, that they're saying that simple pleasure of increase, that simple pleasure of increase in arrival, we're establishing ourselves in our new scenery, in our new broadcast. So allow that to be seen, allow that to be experienced, allow that to be felt, allow that to be strengthened, allow that to be fortified. Fortified is, I don't need to finish the old script. I don't need to finish the old war story. I don't need to hold on to resentments of the past, whether they're towards self or others. Like, take away, let it drop, let it be dispersed. Whatever is my past. Whatever is my past. So the more that we move into our divine presence, the more that we move into the now, where our future self presides. So this is our future incarnations, our future self, and what we would perceive of as this lifetime. It's all coinciding in the now moment. So this is where we create the catalyst for change, because we associate with our divinity and thus our destiny. So we're allowing ourselves to engage in our new protocol, in our new allowance, having liftoff pleasure and courtesy, meaning easy, easy. You know, it's just like being tired of an argument. It's like, I'm moving on because I have better things to do. So this is the whole point. We've been associated with the past, where we're just sort of round and round and round. And so then just imagine, like, just moving stage right into a new venue, into a new frequency, into your divine presence, and allowing that presence to be immersive. In other words, it's like you're totally immersed, you're totally dunked in the new coincide of value, in the new offering, in the new engagement. And allow that to, they're saying, to proceed in delight. In other words, to receive that which delights, to receive that which inspires, to receive that which self-promotes. Now, not the lower self, but the higher self, self-promotes. Because each of us are they're saying it like enacting our greatness. So we're each allowing that true self, that I am presence, to merge, to descend into our very presence. So when we remember that's what we're doing here, what's on the agenda is going to be change, and rapid change. So we want to allow these shifts, they're saying, to precede us. In other words, we show up. Just imagine, like, you've got the costume crew or the makeup crew, and it's like they're all ready, and our job is simply to show up. Everything's ready. So allow that new restorative value. So it's new, and it's also in alignment. In other words, it's our next step. Allow the shifts to take place easily and ongoing, and ongoing. So how fast do you say yes? Allowing the new shift, allowing the new orchestration of allowance, allowing the new arrival. So they're just asking me to hold it. on this placement for just a few seconds longer. I just feel like there are several of us that a mighty shift is occurring. So what we're doing is we're joining with, we're congratulating ourselves, we're allowing, we're admitting our reason, meaning, agreeing to it. So it is.